A new symbol of peace now stands at Wellington Place in Center Wellington. The community gathered Friday for the unveiling of a peace pole, part of a growing national movement spreading the message of hope and unity. The newly installed pole sits on the lawn near the Bowstring Bridge along the Museum Trail, a fitting location for what organizers call a universal message of peace. The wooden monument bears the inscription, "May peace prevail on earth," in both English and French, with a small red maple leaf carved on each side and logos for the county, Rotary, and local legions. The project was spearheaded by Rotary 780E Club with support from the Rotary Action Group Against Slavery, known as Regus Canada, and the local Legion branches. It's the first peace pole in Wellington County, part of a Canada-wide Rotary initiative that has seen similar installations from coast to coast. Barb Evoy is founder of that Canadian chapter for the Rotary Action Group Against Slavery and talks about why this location was chosen for the pole.
We were given a few options. County was, of course, the team in charge of where it would go, and they gave us a few options, and I looked to Don Cubbage and Randy Graham, the current presidents of the Alora and Fergus Legions, and they chose this one, so we honored their choice.
The wooden post was donated by Dixon's Home Hardware and engraved by a local craftsman and installed by the Wellington County Museum and Archives maintenance team. Evoy, who helped install a similar pole in Calgary earlier this year, says bringing one to Center Wellington has been in the works for some time.
I put one up with members of my Regus in Canada team in Calgary in the summer, and then I thought we needed to do it here in our community. We had this idea that we would join Canadian Legions and the Rotary Action Group Against Slavery in Canada together and have that partnership. And so we were the pilot one. I went to our Legions and they were all about it. Then we had to find a place to put it. So we went to the county and the county supported it, and the rest is history.
The peace pole movement began in Japan after the Second World War and has since spread to more than 250,000 sites around the world. Friday's ceremony drew Rotarians, Legion members, and community members all gathered to celebrate a message that organizers hope will inspire kindness and inclusion for generations to come. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.